Today, Dr. Melanie Burton, a forensic and counseling psychologist, clinical social worker, and licensed addictions counselor, brings you one step closer to a new you, where you feel empowered and on a positive path to growth and well-being. As a solutions-focused therapist, Dr. Melanie Burton can help you live a life worth celebrating by unearthing those long-standing behavior patterns and perceptions that may be holding you back. And now, here's your host, Dr. Melanie Burton.
Hi, Dr. West. We're so happy you could join us today.
Aloha, Dr. Melanie Burton. Thank you for bringing me on.
Okay, just a little information for everyone about Dr. West, who is my guest today, Dr. Stephen Ezra West. He is an author, public speaker, producer, and interfaith minister. Dr. Stephen Ezra West is one of the most intuitive minds of today, who believes we are all capable of becoming geniuses in our own way. His contributions are vast and include Master Keys to Zero Disease, Prenatal Empowerment as the Leading Edge of Education, and The Laws of Empowerment, which reveals how integration of truth equal life, while disintegration of truth equal death. So from your greatest pains, anything you're most afraid of, and everything you feel is most out of alignment with either your personal life or world peace, Dr. West offers us a stronger foundation to talk about it and shift it into health, wealth, peace, and prosperity. A little more information about Dr. West. He's a top researcher, developer, and teacher of the cause of prevention and reversal of the most painful, crippling, and killer diseases such as COVID-19, heart disease, and cancer. He is one of the world's most knowledgeable, inspirational, life-changing health and empowerment experts. With over 30 years of experience, focused primarily on applied physiology of mental, emotional, physical, and healing and empowerment, he has empowered countless people while speaking throughout the world and consistently generates legendary successes and empowerment of audiences as he performs many live demos of more than a dozen new technologies, including his exclusive instant mass healing. He has been featured on the Disney Channel, Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS, and film, and on many stages across the world. He has always been a high-performance athlete and has experienced some very serious injuries from torn and bulged discs in his spine, a grade 2 labrum tear, and a completely severed PCL in his knee. Yet he has always healed himself without drugs or surgery of any kind and has over 30 years of experience in teaching ordinary people how to heal themselves. Welcome, Dr. West.
Thank you, Dr. Melanie Burton. It's a pleasure.
So thank you so much for your time. I know you're extremely busy. I'm interested in a lot of things. Like, my specialty and part of the reason why I wanted to have you on the show tonight is because my specialty is really, you know, helping people who have experienced extreme trauma heal from their trauma. But in addition to that, you do a lot of chronic pain management. So tell us all about your healing properties.
Okay. So, there are different master keys to different branches of regeneration. And for me, healing is all about regeneration. So there's, my father was one of the greatest minds. He was like a Nikola Tesla of the natural healing arts. And he was one of the greatest cellular physiologists that ever lived. He discovered the engine of the cells, the sodium potassium pump. He named it that, pioneered a lot of research on the lymphatic system, and not just as to be able to eliminate what people call edema, which is swelling, where the limbs swell up really big, but as an advanced form of immunology. The lymphocytes are the very best fighters in the body, and they're made up of white blood cells, which actually come from our stem cells. So from being able to, I was shown intuitively a process where we could all produce and transport our stem cells without any needles, without drinking our own urine. That's what one thing that some people actually do for stem cells, you know, and it's without, without any products of any kind. And there are a lot of self, techniques, self-help techniques that we can combine together that help us produce stem cells. And they can't tell the difference between our white blood cells and our stem cells just by looking at them under a microscope. They look identical just by what they look like. They actually have to look at their behavior to be able to tell if it's a white blood cell or if it's a stem cell by watching their behavior. And the white blood cells, that's where they come from. They come from our stem cells. So I asked some questions with my life flashing before my eyes, where doctors said it would be impossible for me to reattach a PCL ligament that was completely ripped out of its top insertion at the bottom of the femur. The ACL and PCL cross each other. They're attached on the inside, ACL on one side, PCL on the other. So I ripped out my PCL, pulled a piece of bone out with it, completely severed. Doctor said it would be impossible to reattach it without surgery. And I, believing with God, anything is possible, took my petition there. And I was shown some things. Luckily, I had a pretty good science background where I could put two and two together on how to get the stem cells being produced. It's like we're already doing it, but I learned how to really open the floodgate to make it much more effective. So if it's already normally a very subtle thing and a very slow process, and if we know how to activate it dynamically, then it may not take much to make a big difference. And that's what I learned when it came to our body's own abilities for stem cell production. Sometimes it could be as simple as ABC, and sometimes the simpler things are the more powerful things. So I learned how to do it through activating the power of the physiology, which is functionality, through the power of the word, through prayer. Didn't cost anything. But that's what I was shown, and I have a friend who is hit by a car. His right and left brain were severed, the neurons that connected him. The doctor said he would never be able to breathe on his own. And I was in Brooklyn while he was in LA at Cedar Sinai, which is a big insurance run outfit in Hollywood. And they decided to pull the plug. I had 24 hours from when I did a live Zoom like what we're doing, and I broadcast it on Facebook before I did the Zoom, invited anybody who wanted to hop on for free. And I had about 130 people hop on that were also part of my friend's healing. And it's an amazing story. Within the 24 hours when they unplugged him, and 24 hours later, he was breathing on his own, which they said was going to be impossible. Now, they'd already decided, I think, who was going to get his heart. And they kept upping the dose of morphine till they killed him 48 hours later. All the while, he was breathing on his own. And he showed up in a vision, basically thanking me for the healing. I thought he was going to make it. I have copies of all my interactions on his support group on Facebook, who was posting what, and my post. I thought I might be making it. And at the same time, there's another master named Mitchell Gibson on the East Coast, who I learned about some miracle prayers through, and some really powerful ones. He was in a situation where his father's house was struck by lightning and his father was burned alive. And when he first saw his father's spirit, it was burnt. And this happened at the exact same time as what happened with my friend. He, instead of sweeping it under the rug, how can a master like him have something like that, like an act of nature, an act of God, some people might consider, something like that happened to his own father. And that's really a ridiculous thought. We can all have crazy things happen in our lives. It's, you know, in my opinion, even if we were immortal, it doesn't mean we can't be killed. And all that is regenerating faster than we degenerate and like staying young. But so I can get into some of the facets of what those master keys are in just a minute. But I just want to say, I think it was the spiritual healing when my friend showed up thanking me for the miraculous healing that he'd been through, because 2 days later, around the same time, Mitchell Gibson saw his father again after he told all his people to keep praying for him with those miracle prayers that he'd taught him for years. And 2 days later, he saw his spirit and he was in a higher celestial realm. He was totally, all of the burn that happened to the spirit were all healed. And I think that's more important than whatever physical healing people think that they might need. It's my understanding that people can carry some of those spiritual scars a lot longer than just one lifetime. That's not something that a lot of people are super aware of, but there are, and there's help for those issues that people might've been carrying along for even before this lifetime, that sometimes it helps to take a look with some help, see what some of those things might've been. Now, most of my expertise is within our life here, within the a lot of it's within physical things that we can measure. And when it comes to the main aspect of a disease environment versus a healthy environment, when it comes to environment, that's called terrain theory. And I think my father was the greatest champion of terrain theory. And the main aspect of that is whether or not there's inflammation. Every itis means inflammation. The word tumor comes from its Latin origin, tumere, which means to swell. And you can't have inflammation or swelling without trapped blood proteins. The main one we're concerned about is albumin. And every time we're out of alignment with any of our emotional issues, with any previous emotional trauma, it will also cause trapped blood proteins in our system somewhere. And they can get worse and worse until we learn the lesson from it. And sometimes that leads us to heal the a lot of times, if we get rid of the physical without getting rid of solving the real emotional issues, those physical problems can keep coming back.
Right.
So it's all interconnected. What it means is we're meant to really integrate all of the areas that need to come into alignment. And it reminds me of Christ's greatest sermon. Again, I'm an interfaith minister. I still have a very strong foundation in what lineage I was raised more Christian, but I've learned that, I believe Christ was the greatest interfaith leader that ever lived. If people just understood some of the things that he said, or one of them, and not everybody out there may share my belief, that's okay. But one of the things that his greatest Sermon on the Mount, the Matthew version, he has the Beatitudes on the Sermon on the Mount. And in Matthew 5, verse 19, I like to point this out because it takes a lot of what most people think of as Christianity and turns it right upside down on top of its head. And it came right out of Christ's mouth. And he said, if any man doesn't live by even the least of these things and teaches other men, it's okay not to live by even the least of these things. He shall be named the least in the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth them and teaches others likewise, they shall be great in the kingdom of heaven. So, you know, to me, if we really, I shine a light on that in a program I'm happy to gift anybody who's listening to this program, if that's what it takes to make sure that you have access to it. It's called The Laws of Empowerment, and it's available at thelawsofempowerment.com. That took me many years to pound out the script, let alone produce a big video docuseries. And I have 20 hours scripted within that program. Currently, there's about 17 hours public. The first 2 hours took over 40 years to produce. It's the zero disease class, because everything we're talking about it all ties into the life and death process of the cells. When my father discovered the engine, the sodium potassium pump, with his physics background, he wrote scientific equations and a 31-step, he wrote a 31-step equation plus a formula for life and a formula for death. So, Basically, his equations and his formulas for life and death have never been challenged, but they're not taught in any public schools. He also integrated our lifestyle into it by a diagram that he called the tree of life and another one called the tree of death, which is just a contrast. Mental, emotional, nutritional, physical laws, when we're in alignment with those, he said that's everything that hinged off of love, basically. In every one of these areas, if we really love ourselves, we take care of ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. So, and love will teach us from the heart what to think, how to think, what to say, what to do. But and one of the things in the Laws of Empowerment program is that it's an extension off of what all we've learned about that, because we've never stopped learning about that. He was just showing how everything we think, say, and do, positive or negative, ties into the life or death process of the cells. One of the things we end up learning more and more about how the psychology, even spiritual psychology, ties into this, because it's all interconnected. We learn that integration of truth equals life and disintegration of truth equals death. That's just one of the many things that we can plug into those formulas for life and death. It's part of the process when we're faced with our issues. If we're going to embrace that pain and listen to it, then it'll show us how, where, and what to shift. And all empowerment is bittersweet in this way. And a lot of times we have to go back to where that trauma was, discover it. Sometimes people have forgotten and may need a little bit of help with that. But it's what, even with what we're dealing with right now, all the main areas in our lives that are out of alignment with world peace and with personal peace, because they really go together. We have a symbiotic relationship with each other and everything. But everything that's out of alignment the most is not the hot topics that you see discussed. Most of these things are areas that are not in the mainstream news. And if we had enough love and understanding, you know, with enough love and understanding, those of us who are really willing to dump enough into it, we discover those are the safest things that we're all supposed to be talking about. That's where the real gold nuggets of empowerment really are. Real empowerment, as I'm sure you know, Dr. Melanie Burton, is about making those shifts, overcoming that adversity and moving beyond it. When you're faced with our issues, there is cognitive dissonance that happens. It's like a wall of terror. And some people could be all of a sudden, as soon as they hit it, willing to let go of whatever just happens to be easier to let go of. And if they let go of what would have actually been more beneficial for them in that process, they could go through this cycle over and over and over again and be stuck in a smaller version of what reality is. It's literally disintegrative of their paradigms, the way that they understand, because it's limiting the truth. When they hang on to what is actually beneficial, and when they let go of what really doesn't serve them, right on the other side of that wall of terror and embracing that pain is what really helps them get clear on that, to really hold on to the truth that what is the light. That's where there's peace, happiness, and freedom. Right on the other side of that wall of terror, there's a greater integration of truth that's connected to what they were able to hold on to versus what they let go of that didn't serve them. People will change their own belief system based on their own habits more than just about anything. I'm sure that you have seen a lot of this. People change their belief system a lot based on what they do, because nobody thinks they're a bad person, not even if they're out murdering people. Even though the people on death row, not one of them thinks they're a bad person. And their mothers don't think, mostly their mothers don't really think they're a bad person either. I look at Ted Bundy's mother as an example of that. And I kind of look at my own mother with an older brother of mine as an example of that too. That's kind of how, and I think we really learn from those people that are closest to us the most mm-hmm. when it comes to love and hate. So we all have our own bittersweet story that we could write. I've written mine as a 508-page affidavit just on experience that my parents had with some of my siblings, one in particular, and my the dynamic with me and everything that I dealt with. But I wouldn't trade it for anything because it was how I was learning from that abuse. And when you get enough clarity on how abuse works, what it really is, what it's one form of abuse or another, all these things that are creating trauma. So when we learn enough about it, all of a sudden it can't hide behind the name of mother, father, sister, brother. It can't hide behind the name of president. It can't hide behind the name of Jesus Christ. And unfortunately, there's a lot of abusers who that's their favorite thing to do is hide behind all of those, like a wolf in sheep's clothing. Yet abuse is abuse is abuse. And when someone, I've just had so many experiences where it's just gotten easier and easier to see through it. I had someone in my life who was, this is a little bit more extreme because it's an elderly woman who I think is going more into dementia, who claims to be the Holy Ghost and Heavenly Mother. And yet, the way I was hearing her talk about, to her son on the phone, it was just horrific. Like just horrific abuse. Just ugly. As ugly could be, she was that. So it's like, and it's interesting, and it's, I have to have some level of understanding for people as they're getting older. What some of the disintegration is literally happening to their minds and bodies, that leads to some of that behavior. And I think that takes a lot of understanding. It's like watching them go back and forgetting everything that they knew, going backwards, becoming more like a child again, and some of the ways that they can act. But Christ said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And that's because we either have to change our behavior or forget it. We have those two options. And so let's get to a bit more of what it is to really regenerate our bodies, though. There's a master key that regulates all of the fruits for the whole branch that produces the fruits we call hormones. I like to paint this picture of a tree of life in our minds as something that's beyond just a metaphor. That I want to show you some fruits that are actually physical as well.
Okay.
And it turns out that these fruits that we call hormones typically take a big nosedive after the age of 22 and level off to about nothing until we die. And so, according to Harvard, human growth hormone, HGH, is the most powerful substance that our cells can produce for regeneration. So, and yet that's not the only one. There's a bunch of supplementary factors. There's vascular factors that take deformed vessels and varicose veins and restructure them to their healthy structure when we really get the body producing them right again. There's neural factors like BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. There's skeletal factors that take broken bones and heal them faster. So every tissue type has different hormones that help them regenerate. And the truth is, even what they call bioidentical hormone replacement therapy doesn't contain the full spectrum. They're missing out on supplementary factors, and the body tends to just have a blowout wherever the biggest, weakest link in the chain is. So when we get our own body, when we find the master key to get our own hormones produced, then we get the full spectrum, the grand orchestra symphony. And here's a little example. Sprinters get about 700 to 800% increase of HGH with the activity that they do. And elderly people look at that and think, can't do that. I'll do a 10-minute walk, but I'm not going to go hit, I'm not going to push myself that hard because they're at risk of getting injured. So what if with a 10-minute walk, they could get a significant hormone release that's normally impossible to get with that kind of light activity? Well, that is now possible. So how do we do that? And it's the brain doesn't care what the brain is looking for to send the signal to the pituitary gland, which is the master of all the hormone glands. to produce the HGH and the TSH, that's thyroid stimulating hormone, to turn on the thyroid gland. That's released at the same time. All the hormones, it's all downstream from there. As soon as we flip the, as soon as we trigger the master key principle, and that is the, and again, the brain doesn't care how we did it. It's what the brain is looking for. It doesn't care how long you worked out, how much weight you lifted. Only thing it cares about is the chemistry of failure. The chemistry of a glycogen release, nitric oxide release that's involved with superhuman activity, where it's where a grandmother has the strength to lift up a car with a baby under it. And we figured out how to get those releases with very light activity, like a 10-minute walk is possible now. And they do it by putting a multiple air chamber bound at the top of the legs and at the top of the arms. This technology is what both teams that made it to the Super Bowl use. It's what Thor uses. It's what Aquaman uses. It's what LeBron James, the king of the NBA, yes, even he's been using the technology. But like all of the top athletes are on it because they realize it's the hormones that regenerate the body, is that transform the body physically faster than anything. And I know by experience, it's done it faster than anything I've personally seen, as the newer technology on it, that's the multi-air chamber one, is the only one that doesn't increase arterial pressure or send a back pressure to the heart, like all of the basic tourniquet designs do. And so the brain doesn't care how you did it. If you can basically, it's like a metaphor of pulling fuel out of a fuel line while you keep an engine running to create the failure. And dip when one another example is one thing we know this is all connected to is dipping below 30% oxygen to working muscles, which is normally not a very easy thing. It takes an Olympic athlete about an hour and a half to 2 hours to do that. So what if we could do it with just within 5 minutes with light activity? That's what I like to show people. And I'm doing demos on this all over. Inmates in prison started using basic tourniquet designs, and it's a matter of survival there. When I first told my little brother about this, he said, I learned about it as a prison guard, because he was friends with the inmates, and they opened up to him and showed him their secrets of what they were doing. The ones that were getting ripped the fastest, and it's a matter of survival there in that environment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they use basic tourniquet designs, and the ones that do, it's more dangerous because of it increasing arterial pressure and sending it back to pressure to the heart, like a blood pressure cuff. It's a single chamber. It doesn't take much pressure to start stopping the blood flow. Yet with this this newer design, we can't stop the blood flow in between each chamber. It's given the circulation a break. So we avoid that uncomfortable arterial pressure that everyone's felt who's had a blood pressure cuff pumped up on their arms. So we can get into what's called the burn. And as soon as we release the pressure, that burn dissipates. It's not about being sore the next day, but what people will sense is the burn. Have you ever felt the deep burn that made you roar like a lioness? Dr. Melanie Burton here.
Yes.
Have you ever felt that deep burn? And how hard did you have to work? It wasn't light activity 5 minutes, right?
No, nope.
So now, I've never seen like the, since what happened with 2020 and people, you know, quarantining, I never seen so many supersize themselves in my entire life, where people really need a way to safely transition. Now, another thing that happens is with stress, whether it's involved with, you know, the loss of, a lot of people lost their livelihoods, and that's a big part of what's been happening with the suicide rates, especially with males who are feeling more responsible for being the provider. The stress is a major counter to all of these regeneration hormones. The stress hormone is called cortisol, and that blocks the HGH and everything connected to it. And some people, if they have a head injury, this is just another example of a trauma. With a strong enough head injury, it can produce enough cortisol to really shut HGH and everything connected to it completely off. And when I've shared this new technology that really spikes the HGH and all the regenerative hormones back on, I've seen some of these same people that haven't had, maybe they could do one or two small tasks around their house and then be wiped out for the rest of the day. Those types of people really disabled from a head injury. I've seen them activate the master key for turning on the regeneration. And all of a sudden, overnight, reverse domino, all the effects of that cortisol and everything else that they were struggling with, all of a sudden have their life back. So this is a major thing for people that have dealt with TBIs, that's traumatic brain injuries, PTSD, mm-hmm. anxiety, all of the things like that. Mm-hmm. I've flown over a car off a motorcycle. So I know what it's like to have a whole bunch of injuries all at once. And I've been blessed to be able to regenerate without mm-hmm. drugs, without surgeries. And just this new one, the hormone key, has been a major thing, because the old injuries, I'd done everything else except for really give those parts of my body the hormone side mm-hmm. of the equation. So I felt the same knees, things that I would always keep an eye on, I felt them go through another level of overhaul within 30 days just by adding that hormone key. My shoulder was a major, major improvement within 30 days. My knees, I can say, that just proves to me that even though I had the key for the DNA side of the equation, which I want to get into next, and some of the others, everything that we do different works different, and all these things work together. It reminds me of what I said about, you know, Matthew 5 verse 19, we're meant to really be able to integrate it all. And as we do, we become smarter and smarter. We become, in my opinion, it's not that hard for people to become a genius. And it doesn't mean that there isn't way greater intelligence that we can achieve after we reach what most people would consider a genius level. So there's always like it never ends. And when you get into how we're created, like basically if the cells were ever meant to stop reproducing, the human race would have been dead a long time ago. And if we think about that, where all of our cells come from, and we're all related when you go back generation to generation, generation, thousands of years back. What it reminds me of is, why I like to think of it, is we're all duplications of God and Goddess. And what does that do for our self-image? If we're really duplications of God and Goddess, you and I think I know where you come from, Dr. Melanie Burton, and where you live. Life's pretty simple. I think you come from God and Goddess in heaven, and you live in your body. Is that better than what most people say?
Yeah, most definitely. It already spikes your self-esteem.
Right. It's just like puts a smile on people's face. You mean I'm a duplication of God and Goddess? Wow, what can I do? And even Christ said, even greater things you shall do. So I want to talk about the master key for the DNA. This is something that has the potential to wipe out the pharmaceutical market, which is a $1.3 trillion yearly global market. And it's not that I'm coming out in any fighting and any against. I've been very patient when it comes to what I've seen within the pharmaceutical market. And that looks like that patience has paid off, because there's a new model that's just manifested itself. And this new model is shown us, all the studies that are peer reviews have gone into databases for the individual journals, and with the National Institutes of Health, National Library of Medicine was created. They created a website called PubMed.gov, and from there, all those studies are available. And if it was funded by a government grant, then the full study is available to the public without even paying membership fees or anything else. So a lot of those studies were funded by government money. Yeah. And that's just one of the things they've had to agree with. So the National Library of Medicine, National Institutes of Health, PubMed.gov has all the studies of every peer-reviewed journal available in one database. And then there's a database that's of gene databases like SwissProt. And each gene produces a different protein, and they all do different things, and they want to categorize them. So one category you might have heard of is cytokines. There's 36 of those out of the 5,000 survival genes that we also call the disease mechanism genes. There's about 30 super antioxidant enzymes. Some of them they call enzymes. All different proteins that do different things. But again, they want to categorize them in all the different ways that they work with what they're doing in the body. So, you know, the 36 cytokines, yeah, that's less than 1% of that 5,000 we talked about. What is interesting is all the drugs of the past, they only target one gene at a time out of 5,000, it turns out. So what we used to call big pharma, it turns out it's actually been really small pharma as far as what it's been doing in the body. And yet they've been really big at making money still somehow. If they could create a 1.3 yearly global market, what do you think we could do with something that, as we mapped out with a human genome project, all 5,000 of those survival genes, what could we do with the one that we discovered, the one gene product out of those 5,000 gene products that regulates all the 5,000 survival genes? We found a master key zipper protein, and I'd call this one of the God particles. And there's more than one type of God particle in our body. It's just because of what it does is so big. I'm calling it a God particle. And it tunes all of these genes in the right expression level. And it's like a piano that was, you can visualize people's bodies if they're not being tuned, like a piano up in an attic that you just left up there for years. And then one day you decided to pull it back out. And while it was up in the attic, you know, without it being so, there was no temperature control up there during the summers and the winters and the humidity versus the dry seasons. By the time you pull that piano out, each key is supposed to be specifically tuned to an exact specific frequency. And in each one of those, I want to use that example. Each key note is like a different gene that's supposed to be at a specific expression level of each one of those proteins. If it's producing too high or too low, it's causing a problem. And a lot of these, like the 36 cytokines, on average, quadruple their expression when they're not regulated. And the cells have to produce it. And that doesn't come out of nowhere. It's like hitting the pedal to the metal, the accelerator, forcing the production of all these proteins that actually cause too much inflammation to happen too fast. As long as we don't have too much inflammation too fast, our white blood cells and lymphocytes have always had time to produce their own antibodies without any needles, without any shots. We've proven this over and over, and what we just went through again the last few years proved it again. As long as, because 100% of the deaths have terminal inflammation. 100% have also something they call hypoalbuminemia, meaning low albumin in the blood. Why? Because that albumin is trapped around the cells. It's the water magnet that causes the inflammation. It's also the sodium magnet. It's also the carrier for the drugs, by the way. Maybe that's why they didn't want people to know about how they even leave the bloodstream at all. And I get into that. Starlings in the 1800s, Dr. Starlings came up with something called the Starlings hypothesis, which says they don't leave at all. This is before they knew about lymphatic vessels. We got more lymph vessels and blood vessels, more lymph than blood. It's a subpressure system instead of a positive pressure, and a one-way circulatory system that's supposed to bring the albumin and water and dump it back in the bloodstream at the subclavian vein at the back of the neck. Although it leaves every 24 hours, the lymphatic system's constantly dumping it back in. But if it leaves too fast, since it's a normally very slow-moving system, doesn't take really too much to overload it if you really are activating a process where it's getting trapped around the cells too much, if it's not able to be pulled back. And there are things that cause it to get locked around the cells. Energy is a master key. With the inflammation and excess sodium, it shuts off the engine, the sodium-potassium pump. The more that happens, the more the albumin locks. And how many healing arts have to do with subtle energy? Just the same amount of energy that the cells produce, which is about 0.7 to 0.9 millivolts, which is very subtle. Well, we found out when you bring that much energy back in, the albumin unlocks. So there's a master key in understanding all the energy healing modalities that have to do with subtle energy. And we're just talking about the same energy that our own cells produce, which is why we can do it. Just knowing how our own mind and our own body work. We have the best magic wands that have ever invented. We have the best hardware as far as what we got between our ears, as far as our computer that's ever been invented. And everything about the computers that they're still inventing today, from the CPU, processor, hard drive, is because they've learned how our own mind and body work more and more. But they still can't make one to match it.
Right.
Yeah, so we can do, there's principles called superconscious principles where we can access subconscious speed wirelessly. We can access data using, so subconscious is like everything going on in the background of a computer you don't see, where the conscious mind is a computer screen showing you what is in the conscious mind of the computer, just what you see on the screen only. But everything going on in the background that's happening way faster is an example of our conscious and subconscious mind ourselves. And the subconscious works so much faster. We can actually process hours and hours of conscious data within a split second subconsciously, no problem. And we can, I've found ways to transfer data to whole audiences. There's different ways that can be done. I have a website. One of my .coms is instantmasshealing.com. And I've been doing demonstrations. I've done it with 1,000 people in an audience all at the same time. If we just turn on our endocrine glands that they call the seven houses in China, they call them the chakras in India, just turning on what they're able to produce energetically, the energy centers that they are, one of the things that happens is the neck and hips line up with a whole audience. There's a bunch of other things that happen too, just with understanding how that key helps unlock the blood proteins. As soon as they're unlocked, they can start to be pulled out. So, but all of the emotional traumas, they're all related to this. With National, let's see, International Kinesiology Institute built a system called Brain Gem. And they do muscle testing. They're the ones that invented that process. And every time someone finds a low gear, which is emotional trauma or what, it's related to usually an emotional trauma, the reason why the muscle goes weak is because you also just physically shut the muscle off. Literally, you cause trapped blood proteins, excess fluid around those cells, excess sodium, shut off the energy, the generators. It's the sodium potassium pump that makes the muscle fibers contract or relax. That's all muscle fibers do is contract and relax. So, yeah, to shut off or turn on the muscles, again, it can be something that is simple as those thought processes where people actually trace back a negative thought pattern or create, they could create one. If you think about swatting a fly, that thought makes people weaker. If you think about shooing it out the door and letting it live, that thought actually makes you stronger. It's really an interesting field of study. So it's subtle. We're just talking about really subtle energy here. And we're talking about some master keys. So I mentioned one for the DNA and that if people, as soon as people get educated on what that is, I think it's pretty much game over. I built a science presentation called The NRF2 Activist that's available as a free gift for everyone who's listening. I even built a new doctorate program around that, but the science presentation is available for free. If I can give you the link, it's highspeedrelief.com/NRF with a number two. NRF2. So highspeedrelief.com/NRF2. My main website actually is zerodisease.com is the
Right,
main business
yes.
site. So
Yep.
there's an events page. I'm doing this Master Keys class from coast to coast. If you'd like to see it done in your city with some live demos, like an instant mass healing demo to see what happens with a whole audience, the results speak louder than I can legally. So,
Well, let me know when you're going to be in New York.
how about really soon? I'm going to be on the East Coast, I think, as soon as next week, starting in Atlanta. And I'm going to be working my way up to New York. So, it's just a matter of let's plug it into this schedule, what's meant to happen this year. I love the people up there. I do a lot of work with West Indians. I'm one of the few lighter skinned people who's learned how to speak Mandela's language with all the clicks. I spent
Awesome.
a couple years in South Africa. Saw some of the, all the biggest demonstrations in history take place right before he got into power. I was there right after he was released. one of the first lighter colored skinned people living in black townships as soon as apartheid was lifted. So I know also that being a minority has its positive effects. If people like you, you can be a celebrity overnight.
Yes, you can.
They're not as, you know, so yeah, absolutely. Like, so it's a beautiful thing. Learning how to speak the language didn't hurt me. You know, I love the culture. I like getting to know all the different cultures out there, whether it's West Indian culture, Native American. I found out that I have three of my grandparents out of four were Native American. And that wasn't something that I knew, but something that I discovered. I have some memorial days that I've dove into a website called familysearch.com, I believe. It's free. You just type in your name and few details about yourself, and all of a sudden get connected to databases that have already been put together of work people have done. And yeah, we are all related, looks like.
Yes, we are. Yeah. So you have so much information. I think it would be nice to have you come back.
Yes. Yeah, we can plan on that.
Because we want to learn how we can use all of these.
I want to say something real quick. I hopped on a description of the last show you did with David Allen Benson. He has some genius math that he came up with. And I'd like to talk about the numbers 1 through 8 and what he was seeing. I'd like you to connect us on that. I came up with a mathematical phenomenon too, around the year 2000. And the numbers 0 through 9, the fastest world's human calculator uses 0 through 9 in his system to do everything in his head. But there's a real simplicity in the system where it comes to, yeah, the math for even free energy is coming out of it from what I can see. So, all right, Dr. Melanie, I know we're out of time pretty much.
Yeah, Don is letting me know that we only have like a minute left. So yeah, I'd love to talk to you more about everything that, you know, Dave had to share with us as well. The next show is on the 11th. If you're available.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be on the East Coast at that time. Let's see. Double check this. Wow. I might have to shoot for the next one after that.
Okay, the next one
I've got that. Another show that I have scheduled that same day.
Okay, well, I think you and I should figure something out, you know, through email. Okay. We'll figure out another date to have you come back. But wow, perfect. you're like a wealth of information. It's amazing. Amazing. That's why I want you back, because there's so much that we can learn from you as far as healing, which is the most important thing.
And I'm going to be doing events on the East Coast during starting next week as well. So let's see what we can do. Maybe I can do 2 shows in 1 day. Let's find out when your schedule is versus the other one. Double check. Okay. Let's find
out. Okay, that sounds good. Okay. Well, it was great having you. Thank you so much. I know how busy you are. And we'll see you soon. And that's, you know, you got to let me know when you're in New York City.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay. Let's talk Thank soon. You, Dr. West.
Thank you, Dr. Melanie Burton. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you and everything that you're doing. Okay, outro.